Yes, we are on the air.
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us social media wise. It's Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. For Facebook, to search for Radio Now and give it a like. Whether you're listening in Indianapolis, Indiana, or in Houston, Texas, we like you either way. The number to call in anytime is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Kind of passed out last night, but that's because I drank a lot of sangria. But I did not get to fall asleep last night. In my new bed. I waited for the delivery time between 1 and 5. Nobody showed up.
I hate when they do that.
Nobody even showed up. I was 15 minutes late to an event I was supposed to be at waiting for these people. They were going to deliver a new mattress, and they never even called us. My wife eventually called, and they're like, oh, yeah, you know what? When it was time to deliver for you, the mattress wasn't pulled down yet, so they left without it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, that's cool. You couldn't say anything?
Yeah, I hate when they do that. You block out your whole day, and they're so inconsiderate, they don't even tell you.
They didn't even bring me it. It's one thing if they were late. They didn't even bring it to me. So I'm good. I really look forward to sleeping on a new mattress. I think it'll be amazing. I've been sleeping on this one for my whole life, I feel like. So that was kind of my Wednesday yesterday. Alex Clark, how was yours?
You're not going to believe mine. I got an email from my apartment complex yesterday. It was a warning to all the residents that we're not allowed to bring pets to swim in our pool because some kid who lives in my apartment complex took their goldfish down to the pool and put it in there so he could swim around.
Oh, no. How did he do? Get some good laughs in?
He probably died.
Of course he died instantly.
I don't know if he died or what happened. They didn't put that. They just said, please, no resident pets allowed in the pool. And it said, even fish or something like that. And I was no way.
I thought you were going to say that, the dog took a dump or something in there.
No.
Turd floating around.
But I thought that was hilarious.
That is like a typical little kid thing to do.
Yep.
Liv the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
My day was excellent. I went to go visit my sister and her husband's brand new baby. They named it Mason Anthony, and it was 9 pounds, 4 ounces. So, and that's
a
big
fat baby.
Freaking baby. Yeah, and it was super long. So I'm hoping it's either going to be a quarterback or a linebacker.
Do they think it's the actual, it's the dad's baby?
Like, yes.
If it's so big, abnormal from the rest of them?
No, the dad is big.
Oh, okay.
So I was over 9 pounds. Ones,
you were?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nine pounds is a really big baby.
I was 6 pounds something. I was not that big when I was born.
I was a C-section because I was so big.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
Well, yeah, my sister did have a C-section, and she went all natural.
Wow. So what did she say?
Not
that
by
was like,
choice.
Oh, not by choice.
No.
She was too late for the epidural?
Yeah, they had some complications, so they couldn't do the epidural.
That's my freaking worst nightmare.
Yeah, yeah. And she said it was a nightmare. She said she will never, she used to say, maybe one day I'll do natural.
No way.
And she's never, ever in my life would I ever do natural.
Oh, after that,
not worth it.
After that 9 pound baby, though, the next one's just going to, she's going to go sneeze and it's going to come out. So she should be fine going forward.
So they keep getting heavier. So this is her third kid. And my dad was by the fourth one, it's going to be 12 pounds.
Yeah.
And she was I swear if you say that again, I'll sock you in the face.
That's how much my bowling ball weighs.
And it was so cute to see my little nephew and niece meet their little brother. It was so, so cute. So I was just filled with joy all day yesterday.
Aw, good.
Yeah.
Poor chap, how was your day?
It was good. Yesterday was my last day of training at my new job. So, one of these days coming up, I have to do my server final, which is training or serving my manager. So that's going to be pretty intense. I don't have that scheduled yet, but
and
I can't
wait. You cannot
wait.
Spit in his food.
Yeah, of course not. I can't wait to get that scheduled so I can start making some money.
Now, what happens, like, let's say he gets a steak and you're bringing it from the kitchen, you drop it. Mm-hmm. Can you pick it up and just blow it off real quick?
Yeah, what is it? 5-second rule?
5-second rule, baby.
I feel like a restaurant would be like 10 because you guys usually keep it clean in there. You know what I mean? Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
Okay. Well, good to hear that's wrapping up. You actually get to make that money, the fun part of it. Coming up here on the Joe and Alex Show this morning, we got Joe's Need to Know News around 6:45, 5:45 Central. At 7:30, 6:30 Central, Ask Alex. Edwin wants to do something. Kind of a big deal. We'll find out exactly what's going on with that and see what everybody else thinks. And a lot of relationship stuff this morning that we definitely want to talk about. I want to talk about Liv's friend's got a boyfriend, and it's a job interview. It's very interesting how this is going down. I think from what I've heard of this so far, maybe I haven't heard all the details, I think this is kind of rude.
Okay.
Like if my wife did this, I'm in a relationship, I would be pretty upset. And then Alex, you got a friend, or is it you're not? It's not your wedding. What's this wedding thing about?
Yeah, I have a friend who needs to know she should invite a certain person to her wedding, and the story's pretty wild.
All right, that'll be around 8:30, 7:30 Central. So hopefully you can hang out for all that. But if not, make sure you come back. If you miss anything, check out our podcast. You can do that to search for the Joe and Alex Show, and everything's online at joeandalexshow.com.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Tiffany Haddish admitted to secretly taping what casting directors said about her at auditions after she left by accidentally leaving her bag behind with her phone recording everything inside. She was talking at the Hollywood Reporter Comedy Actors Roundtable, and the Girls Trip star revealed some of the racist things that were said behind her back.
You know what I would do? I would put my phone on voice memo, put it in my bag, do the audition. Walk out the room, leave my bag.
You're nasty.
Oh, would you really? What would you hear?
Come back, be like, oh, I forgot my purse in there. Get my purse.
But you've actually done that.
Get in the car, then.
Let me look under the table.
Wait, and what would you hear?
You can't do it anymore.
Be like, just be like, told everyone.
She's not as urban as I thought she would be.
I knew that was the word, yeah. That's the word I don't want to hear.
Or they would be like, she's so ghetto, I just can't. Her boobs aren't big enough. But I really think we should just go with a white girl. She's not. This role should be changed to white. If her hair was
wait, how many
better,
rooms did you leave it in?
A lot. It was like my MO.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek dropped some amazing news yesterday. Doctors say he's near remission. He was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and that diagnosis typically comes with only a 9% 5-year survival rate. But he's been responding extremely well to chemotherapy, and he said that the doctors said they hadn't seen this kind of positive results in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%. He still has several more rounds of chemotherapy to go to get to full remission, but he says that he has cried tears of joy when doctors talked to him about his progress. He credits the good wishes from friends and fans around the world with helping him to heal.
He is just a superhuman. I think, honestly, the real power is the mustache that he has. That probably could like kick any kind of disease's butt.
Moby has canceled his book tours in the United Kingdom and Ireland days after noting that he once dated actress Natalie Portman. He was going to start promoting his autobiography, Then It Fell Apart, in the next week. The book features a section where he describes going on a date with Portman and then kissing her while visiting her at Harvard. But Natalie Portman has denied they ever dated and said it was disturbing the fake story was being used to promote the book. Moby posted on an Instagram earlier this week that he was going away for a while and apologized for publishing the story in the first place.
The whole situation is awkward.
This is weird.
This is really
I'm
creepy.
Confused on who to believe.
Now, I mean, how am I going to listen to good music anymore like this? I see myself in the how am I going to listen to this anymore?
Music hasn't been the same.
So conflicted.
Alec Baldwin says Donald Trump has changed the idea of voting for a non-traditional candidate, and he was asked if he would maybe consider running.
I think that running for president, Trump has killed non-traditional candidacies. I think that's a shame. I think that there's a chance for people who are not inside that system and just bring some common sense to the table. But my wife, she told me that it's the old line. If you run, I'm going to run away.
So I guess that's a no.
Yeah, no thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I am jealous of this 97-year-old woman because, man, it sounds like her prom was better than mine. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And, yeah, this 97-year-old grandma actually got to have a little prom for herself. Now, maybe hers isn't as better as mine because I actually got to go to prom. This 97-year-old woman, unfortunately, back in the day, didn't go to her, get to go to her senior prom because it was during the Depression, the Great Depression.
Oh, man.
And her parents couldn't afford a dress. So a few months ago, this girl named Julie asked the principal of a nearby high school if Helen, who's the 97-year-old grandma, could go to their prom. And they're like, yes, we love that idea. Please bring Helen to the prom. They said that Julie could go as her date. So they surprised Helen with a promposal. They bought her a dress. They even got her a tiara to wear with it.
Aww.
And before the big day last week, Helen joked that she wanted to do the Hully Gully. Does anybody know what the Hully Gully is?
It must be a dance.
Yes, it's from the 60s. Let's enjoy this bop if we can for a second. The 60s had good songs.
Okay, this does sound familiar.
Does it? It's like Wooly Bully, but Hully Gully. Like this now. I wouldn't mind this going on like on a club on a Friday night.
I like it.
Some Old Town Road mixes in there.
I love old music.
It is. Now we sound like old crotchety people, but isn't this like great stuff?
Yes.
There's something that's so comforting about it.
It is. And there's dancing. There's room for Jesus in between and the Holy Spirit. I mean, it's great.
So my sorority in high school, or not in high school, I'm sorry, my sorority in college, we always did like senior proms where we'd go to like retirement homes.
Aww.
And have like proms, like prom nights and stuff like that. And we would dance with them. We would like have games or whatever.
Did you teach them how to Dougie or something?
Yes, absolutely. Taught them how to Dougie.
Oh, my hip hurts. What did you teach me to do?
Yeah, taught them how to dab, all of that. And one of the older men actually like invited me back to his room.
You are joking.
I'm being dead serious.
Please tell me you said yes.
I said no, because we always did it. We partnered up with the fraternity, and they were like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea, because he would not leave my side all night. He was the cutest old man, and we would dance and stuff like that, but his hands got a little... You know,
yeah.
You look like the kind of girl that would like the Hully Gully. What do you say? Now, how was your guys' prom, like going back to it? Because mine, I still remember it. The girl's name is Ashley. I won't say her last name. She's married now. She's got 4 kids. And I guess it all worked out for her. Like, that's the way it meant to be. She has 4 kids with the guy she's married to. He's the guy that came and took her from prom. Like, I went to prom with Ashley,
aww,
this girl. I always had a crush on her. And I just ended up being like that, like in the friend zone, kind of. And I was like such a like a big like blubbery dummy. I wish I would have like made a move at least to fail and see how that went. But I remember like an hour into prom, he shows up. He's not like, we're in tuxes, all these things. He's in like jeans and like a work t-shirt. He's like, come on, Ashley, let's go.
Oh, sounds about right.
And they went. And like, I mean, they've been together ever since then. So that was like, what, 2004?
Oh, wow.
But I mean, so it worked out for them. But like, I was so lame. I guess I got to dance with other single girls. But
yeah.
Like, how was your prom? Was your guys' prom better than that?
I just remember Darude Sandstorm. That's about all I remember.
Joe's need to know news. All right. Here we go. Alex, I know you kind of popped off on this yesterday, but let's hear what this lady has to say. There was a lady in Maui missing for like 17 days in the forest.
Yeah, missing.
After trying to get back to her car, she tried to catch the attention of helicopters, and she survived on berries in a stream of water.
Yeah, and probably Cheetos hidden under a log.
I don't think so, because she's kind of a yoga instructor. I don't think yoga people eat Cheetos. By the way, her name's Amanda Eller. She was finally rescued by a search helicopter. Now, here she is talking about the helicopters not seeing her and trying just to keep, you know, a positive attitude, a positive mindset.
And the helicopters are passing over, and I'm standing on rocks and waving them down, and they're passing over, and they're not seeing me. I'm invisible. You lose hope. You turn your head one way and it looks exactly like the other way, exactly like the other way. I'm like, which way is north? You have a choice to make. You could sit on that rock and you can die, or you can start walking down that waterfall and choose life.
I mean, what else is there to do but choose life?
Well, yeah, I guess if you're surviving, you know.
I mean, come on, Alex. She also talked about the moment she was rescued.
I had a plant in my mouth that I was planning on eating for dinner. I just like fell to the ground and just started bawling.
Oh my God.
See, and that's the actual audio of her like being rescued. She is really into it. So
yeah, she's a great actress.
You really got shame on you. shame on you for saying this poor woman, 17 days lost in the forest, probably thinking she's going to die, and you say she's faking it.
Listen, if you want to know all the reasons, because we kind of talked about it yesterday, but if you want to know all the reasons why I think this girl is the biggest fraud ever, you can listen to our podcast about it yesterday. Just search for The Joan Alex Show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Google Play and listen to that and hit subscribe, because... yeah, it's a doozy. And then I'm curious to see if after hearing what I had to say yesterday, if you still really believe her.
Yeah, make sure you go to joanalexshow.com. We got that all linked up for you. I can't believe you would say that about poor Amanda. It's just a yogi.
Honestly, this is making me way more interested in the story, knowing that Alex thinks it's a scam.
But Alex thinks everything's a scam. Hello. If Alex had a soundtrack of her life, that would be it. All right, serious stuff here. A line drive last night struck a toddler at the Cubs-Astros game inside of Minute Maid Stadium. The Astros were home last night in Houston, and it was silent. Chicago Cubs outfielder Alberto Almora Jr.'s line drive hit a toddler sitting behind third base. A panicked father was seen rushing and screaming his four-year-old daughter up the stairs and out of the stands. During a break between innings, he returned the player did to the stands and spoke with the security guard to get an update on the girl. And I guess she was taken to a local hospital just for precautionary reasons, but the child is expected to be okay. But if you haven't been to a baseball game, I mean, year after year after year, same thing with hockey. I think a girl died at the St. Louis Blues game, if I remember it, years ago from being struck by a hockey puck. There's always a chance as a spectator you could get hit with a bat or a ball or a stick or a puck. I mean, anything. So they put up netting more and more and more and more to protect. Yeah. But, I mean, eventually, what are they going to do, net the whole thing? So hopefully this girl is going to be okay. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like more she got hit than, like, she wasn't... like, the one person said they didn't see any blood, for example. But, I mean, those line drives come so fast.
Yeah.
So fast off the bat.
Right after this happened, he dropped to his knees and, like, immediately started crying.
Well, I
like,
would,
the
too.
Player who hit the ball. And, like, he had... to have teammates like come out and like help him up and like get him like composed again, but he was like crying because he felt so bad.
Yeah, it's just terrible. This makes no sense, but then again, what does? A man yesterday, you guys see this video, set himself on fire on the Ellipse Park in downtown Washington, D.C. The video shows the man walking calmly across the park near the Washington Mall with flames covering his body. Several seconds later, U.S. Secret Service ran towards him with a fire extinguisher and put out the blaze. He suffered burns on 85% of his body. There's rumors, we don't know if it's true or not, that he had some kind of like heat suit on or something, you know, like stunt people have, where they can be on fire and not burn up, kind of.
Yeah, I saw
but
that.
Who knows what's going on? They don't know who the guy is, why he did it, and the Secret Service hasn't been able to confirm anything, but just absolutely insane video. I've been to D.C. I love going there, checking out our nation's capital and all the cool things. You're just walking, you see a guy walking by and set himself on fire. What the hell is that?
Yeah, if he did it in some kind of protest, like some kind of anti-Trump protest or whatever, he's just an absolute moron. I mean, but we don't know what it is. For all we know, he's just crazy and just set himself on fire. Yeah, and it had nothing to do with that. But if that's what it was, so stupid.
Should this Florida high school teacher be in trouble? A Florida high school science teacher is being investigated after writing, WTF is this, on a student's paper. And she put absolutely no credit. Because let me tell you right now, that
Savage.
Happened to me when I was in high school. It was a student's homework assignment. The assignment was to report on a discovery breakthrough in technology, and it could be something that the student finds interesting. So that's kind of cool. You get to choose. The paper was worth 30% of the student's overall grade.
Ooh.
So that's a big chunk. The school's principal said the teacher apologized. She's still being investigated, so it isn't known if she could be facing discipline. The mom wasn't mad about the kid failing, like getting the F on the assignment. She's like, but that WTF language is unacceptable.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? I got a ton of just question marks on stuff I would write. Just a question mark, like, that essentially was WTF. She just didn't write it.
Yeah, nowadays they're not afraid to hold back. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And finally, well, we always worry about Porkchop as an Uber or Lyft driver, but now we got to worry about ourselves, Alex, and Liv and myself, Joe, because, well, we might be getting kicked off. Yesterday, Uber in a blog post said they're going to start booting riders, passengers, with a significant, with quote, a significantly low average rating. Well, what the heck does that mean? Well, there's no details on it. They didn't say what the actual number would be considered, how low you have to be considered for deactivation.
I can take some guesses.
What would your guess be?
The lowest passenger rating I've ever taken was a 4.10, and that scared me when I saw that.
But was that 4.10 rider that bad when you had them?
No, I could see why. I could see, like, Just because, you know, they were very rude and weird. And I bet you, like, if they were drunk one night or a couple nights, they probably got a bunch of one stars. But the average is like 4.7.
An Uber spokesman said
that's what I have.
The ratings will vary by city. Wait, how do you check what your ratings are, by the way, too? Because let's do this
in
real
the
quick.
App, you just swipe to the left.
Okay, yeah. Let me do that right now.
I have 4.74.
I have 4.86.
Oh, God. What's Porkchop's rating?
I bet you I'm a 5.0.
All right, I'm swiping. Here, here. Tell me right now.
It's probably inflated because you're a driver, so Uber inflates it.
What's,
for you.
What was yours, Alex?
4.74.
And what was yours again, Liv?
4.86.
Oh. Mine's a 5.0.
Mine's a 4.89, bitches.
Wow.
Woo! Yeah,
by
right.
The hair on his chinny chin chin.
Yeah, barely.
In college, I had a bad rating. And I don't know why. The only thing I could guess is that I talked too much.
Oh, I
like
can
I
see
either
that.
Talked your
for
ear
sure.
off. Or I started crying in my Ubers because I was drunk and upset about a boy, or probably falling asleep in the Ubers.
Here's the scariest thing, and I know about this guy. I got kicked off Bird. I used to be a Bird charger, then they said I did something illegal, which I didn't. But I can't ride that, use him as a passenger or as a charger anymore. But here's where it's linked up. You gotta be careful with Uber. So what if you can't get a ride anymore? That also means you won't be able to have access to Uber Eats. Or they're having something called e-scooter. It's like a little app or whatever where you can ride scooters. But could you imagine you lose your Uber Eats too?
Dude, I love Uber Eats. Has changed my life.
This reminds me, Alex, I forget what episode it is, but this reminds me of Black Mirror. It's like a dark episode where our scores are going to base everything.
Uh-huh.
We're all screwed.
Oh my gosh. What if our scores start affecting our credit scores?
Oh no!
We are really screwed.
God, especially Pork Chop.
Actually, you know what? That's not even scary. That's just a straight-up joke right here. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories and more at joeandalexshow.com. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We do appreciate it. You want to stay connected all the time, kind of like a creepy boyfriend or girlfriend? That is totally cool with us. No charges will be pressed. Twitter and Instagram, follow us at Joe and Alex Show. Or, you know what? Call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. Would you want to live close to family or far away as possible? 833-JOE-ALEX. I'd like to know your answer. A new survey found 57% of us, so almost 6 out of 10 people, couldn't handle living within walking distance of our parents.
True.
Really, Alex? I would love to live close to my mom and my grandma. They're like, how far away? They're about 4.5 hours away.
Yeah.
It's tough to, it's like that's just on the cusp of too far.
I had a feeling you were going to say that, and I also have a feeling that your wife would say the opposite.
Wait, excuse me?
I know.
Explain yourself here.
Lindsay would not want to be close to your mom and grandma.
I know, I hate hearing that, but that's true. Like, it got to the point now whenever we go visit my mom and grandma that we actually book a hotel.
Really?
Instead of staying there.
Because
yeah.
You just are tired of having birds nest in your hair,
we
or
know,
what?
Well, fun fact. My mom used to have birds, and she's like, look, they could talk, but all they went was like,
she did not say, look, they can talk.
Yes, Alex, my mom, like, oh, the birds are talking. I'm like, mom, that's not really a word.
What?
Yeah, so, I mean, that always happened, but I don't know. In general, my family's so scattered and white trashy, I kind of don't mind having them nearby. But some other things here, they're saying that the ideal distance is a 15 to 45 minute drive. I wouldn't mind that.
That's what I'm at right now.
Now, do you like that? Do you like that your mom and dad, like your family, is within like 30 minutes maybe?
They're 45 minutes away from me.
Okay.
And I see them maybe, recently, we had a falling out. If you're new to the Joe and Alex Show, we had a falling out on Thanksgiving, and so I didn't talk to them for like over 3 months.
It's a long time.
So I went that long without seeing them at all, and then recently I finally like went over for the first time. So if I am regularly seeing them and we're speaking, then it's like once a month.
Okay, see, like I don't see my mom. She's about 5 hours away. I see her like once or twice a year. And I wish she was closer because I think maybe I would, but it kind of gets on me. Liv, I feel like you see your family every day.
I see them so often, and it'll go through seasons. So some seasons I see them more often than others, just because like if there's a lot of birthdays, we have like once a month, like a birthday dinner or something for whoever birthday it is that month. And so like during the spring, I see them all the time because there's so many birthdays, so many things going on. So I definitely probably see them at least once a month.
Yeah, like you're saying with the birthdays, my wife's family, Lindsay, they're like this huge Dutch population. Like there's like hundreds of them. I remember like going to the first family gathering. I'm like, oh my God, you guys are like a cult. It's so weird.
Do they wear those wooden shoes?
Of course they do. The crumpins, and they go crumpity, crumpity, crump, and they put them together and they dance really weird. It's like, I don't know. It's a whole weird experience. But it was kind of cool, though. I really like their family because, like, every month they get together to celebrate, like, all the birthdays. Kind of like we do here as a staff of the radio station.
Right.
Because there's so many freaking people in their family. It's like, you can't go anywhere without seeing them.
So, Porkchop, your mom, your dad, any of them, either of them, all of them, people that you'd want to live within walking distance of?
I really don't mind. Like, maybe... I would like to maybe be a little far. Like, I'm very far right now. I haven't seen my family in over a year.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
But actually, it's the last time I was at home, which is, for me, is New Jersey, was a year ago for my friend's wedding.
Okay.
And I would like to go back for 4th of July. I'm not sure if that's going to happen, but we'll see.
So you spend every holiday with your boyfriend's family.
Yeah, it's
How
just
come
much
you don't
easier.
Ever... Just because it's closer?
Financial reasons. Like, I don't have flight money, car, gas, yada, yada.
Got it.
I mean, because, like, if they did something to you, we can beat them up.
Yeah, I will punch your mom in the face.
No, not at all. They
I don't know
sweet.
How tough your dad is, but I will give her a leg
That's
sweep.
That's crazy.
Actually, maybe I should probably go move back with my parents because they I don't think they would charge me rent.
There you go.
That would be a short commute. You'd be here in no time. Steve's on the Joe and Alex show. Would you want to be really close to family or far away?
I'd love to be really close. My mom has a lot of health issues, and it'd be nice if I didn't live like 30 minutes away, and anytime she needed help, I'd have to drive that far. And if I could just walk there, that'd be great.
That would be good, and I'm so sorry that you're going through that with your mom and things, but I mean, I guess maybe you could try to find some sense of thankfulness that you are that close.
What about,
like,
just inviting her to move in with you?
Ooh, that's a big
absolutely.
Step.
Absolutely no. Our house.
Even Steve's like, you know what? I got to draw the line somewhere.
Too much.
Yeah, that's crossing the line. I'm sorry. I'm calling BS on this, even though it's one of my favorite things in the world to do. I feel like this is actually not good for people. I feel like it's a bad thing, and it does the opposite of the claim. What is the claim? There's a claim saying that doing this will make you a nicer person, and you'll have better relationships. Once again, I call BS. Any idea, Alex, what you could be doing that would make you a better person and have better relationships?
Folding someone else's laundry.
That's a possibility. That's not what we're looking for. Live the Web Girl, what do you think would make you a better person and help build relationships?
Telling the truth?
No, neither one of you are right. They're claiming playing board games with people will make you a better person and have better relationships. Abso-freaking-lutely not. 833-JOE-ALEX. Does anybody believe this crap that if you play board games with people, it's going to make you a better person and you're going to be nicer to people?
Joe gets too competitive, so
I get
it's
hella
no.
competitive. Even here at work when we play games like Catchphrase or anything. But I had a point, like, really, like 3 years ago, I have not played Catchphrase at my one friend's house again because me and his now wife got in such a verbal argument over the game and, like,
Are
win
you
the buzzer.
Kidding?
Yes, Alex, because they ended up winning the game and they cheated. They held on to it and then passed it like a hot potato.
Yeah, I was going to say I could see it ripping friendships apart for some people. Like, I feel like you should probably never play Monopoly with anyone.
Why Joe? Didn't you just reach out to your friends and say, hey, I'm sorry, I was competitive.
But I'm not sorry because they cheated.
But
his
that's
wife,
ridiculous.
He committed his life to a woman. That's a cheater. Maybe not in their relationship physically, but she sure as heck cheated at Catchphrase.
You should have said, guys, let's move past this.
No, I don't think I'm ready for that, Alex.
Oh, my word.
I don't think I'm ready to move on. What about you, though? Do you play games at all, Alex? Like, are you a board gamer?
Yes, sometimes. I do like Monopoly, and actually the last time I played Monopoly, I creamed my opponent and like was buying hotels and stuff within the first like 20 minutes. I mean, I was just ripping through that game. I'm really freaking good at Monopoly. I'm also very good at Cards Against Humanity.
Okay, see, I love playing Cards Against Humanity.
I'm very good at Cards Against Humanity because I can cater to each person's sense of humor. Like, I know who has like a like perverted sense of humor, who has a goofy one, who has a dark one, and so I can cater to each person. But I will say I'm really good at Catchphrase.
Okay.
And I'm really good at I think like the celebrity version in charades. I'm really good at charades, but what I don't like is when people are trying to organize the game and they're not doing well at organizing it. And so then I like have to like micromanage and I'm like, wait, everyone, and like I have to like take control. Because like I know I can explain the rules the best.
So am I the only one then? Because neither one of you is self-admitting. Am I the only one that disagrees with this? Because I mean, I like the idea of board games, and I think they are a great idea, but that never works out. Like, I've never had a game night at my house where, like, things don't get awkward.
I think you learn a lot about people during them. So it based on that, it either grows it or destroys it. In your case, probably destroys every relationship in your path.
It is, because I used to have like a game night, like I was doing like once a month, and like it got a little awkward on the last one, and we quit doing it.
The only reason it got awkward is because your dogs tried to eat catchphrase when we were playing.
You know what? They have a right to have a little bit of the game if they want to in themselves, pork chop. Let me know what you think. Tweet us at Joe and Alex Show if you think that this is true, or if you're like, total BS, I can't play a game because when I do, oh man, it gets ugly.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ashton Kutcher testified at a Los Angeles murder trial Wednesday that he went to pick up a 22-year-old fashion design student who go out for drinks one night 18 years ago and left when she didn't answer the door, only to learn the next day that she had been dead.
He said it was hard to recall many details because the brutal killing took place 18 years ago. Then he answered attorney's questions, saying that he had exchanged a few phone calls that day with 22-year-old Ashley Ellerin, was running late for their dinner, and that when nobody answered the door, he assumed he'd messed up and she'd left. Kutcher also said he looked in a window and saw what he thought was red wine spilled on the carpet. Investigators later said Ellerin had been viciously stabbed 47 times.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that insane? I did not know that story.
Me neither.
Ed Sheeran wants to release an all-male version of the hit song Lady Marmalade.
Oh yeah, boys. That's what I'm talking about.
He's saying that the idea is what inspired his upcoming album Number 6 Collaborations Project. The new album features numerous collaborations, but Sheeran says he's always wanted to collaborate with men for a Lady Marmalade remake. He said this project actually started with one idea I had, which was, you remember Lady Marmalade? It's a really silly idea, but I had an idea of doing that. Like, you could get Bruno Mars, Justin Bieber, me on a record. How fun would that be?
What do I feel like in the background? I'd be like, DJ Khaled!
Oh, and he's got to be on there too. The track doesn't appear to be on the new album, but plenty of other collaborations do, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, it'd be interesting at least.
And this couple could be the star of a show called Couples I Don't Care About. The Bachelor's Ari Leyendijk Jr. and his wife Lauren Leyendijk are officially parents after welcoming a baby girl into the world. While the couple didn't reveal their baby's name, the reality TV personality shared some details of their newborn. They said she's 6 pounds, 13 ounces, 20 centimeters long. The special announcement comes as no surprise to fans who had been feeling the baby was on the way after the season 22 stars snapped pictures from the hospital on Instagram. I don't think there's a couple from Bachelor Nation I hate more. Just the worst.
Why? Why you gotta hate?
Because Ari did the whole, like he was engaged to Becca, ambushed her with the cameras, then told her, actually, I'm going back to Lauren. Like, all those things. Like, he's just awful. And Lauren's so boring. Becca was boring, too. But just the whole thing is just, ugh. And Kelly Clarkson says she was shocked about Adam Levine announcing he was leaving, but she
it was kind of a shocking thing, but I mean, I kind of get it. He's been doing it for 8 years, so that's a long time. He's got a couple kids, you know what I'm saying? We still have careers. We're still touring. It's a very rigorous schedule fitting everything in, so I get it.
Coming up in less than an hour, Miley Cyrus asked the Jonas Brothers a juicy question.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Ask Alex if you'd like to be a part of it. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. So, Edwin, you want to do something at your high school graduation. What are you calling in about?
Well, I have a question. Me and my girlfriend have been dating for about 4 years, and I'm kind of thinking about proposing to her.
Whoa, Edwin, real quick. Let me stop you right there for a second. You sound pretty young. How old are you?
I'm 18.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, proceed.
Yeah. So, we've been dating since we're about 14. And she's like my best friend, and I really love her so much.
So you want to propose at your high school graduation?
Yeah, I mean, it's only a few days away, and I figured why not surprise her before I go to college.
To be fair, your voice just cracked. I have a hard time imagining you proposing when you're going like this. But, Edwin, I mean, don't you think that it's kind of taking away from a special moment of graduation?
I mean, it should be all about us because we're so popular.
Okay. I have a lot of questions and I have a lot of concerns. I'm unsure at 18. I know you guys have been together for a while, but I feel like maybe you don't truly know yourself all the way yet and what you're going to be wanting. And I just feel like you need to give yourself a little bit more time. And the motives behind, like, well, we're just super popular. We've been together for a long time. It would be a cool thing to do. Like, anyone else picking up what I'm putting down?
Maybe. Are you guys going to the same college or different colleges?
Oh, we're going to different colleges. I'm going to an acting school.
Okay.
Okay.
And she's going to, like, study some business or something like that. Like, so boring.
I don't feel like you guys are going to stick together. I mean, life changes a lot, and so many high school sweethearts no longer stick together. It happens. You meet people, you try new things, you grow, you change. I mean, you want to propose and commit each other when you're going to go in totally different directions.
Well, I'm hoping you can keep us together because, again, we're best friends.
Edwin, I am... Okay, how do you know that she is the one for you?
We're just so close. I can talk to her about anything. She's just such a kind person and just gorgeous.
Okay, I feel scared to say it, but I feel like maybe someone else will have a tactful way to say it. Don't make me say it. 833-JOE-ALEX.
Say what?
This may not be the best idea for Edwin. I feel like maybe he doesn't know himself well enough to make this kind of a decision.
Like, what do you mean?
You know what I mean. Aren't you listening to the same call as me?
Does anybody even know what Alex is talking about here? I mean, I'm listening, but you're confusing the hell out of me. And are you not going to say it?
Come on. Somebody knows what I'm saying. 833-JOE-ALEX. Don't make me do this.
That's 833-563-2539.
I'm trying to be nice about it. I'm trying to tiptoe around the edge and not be disrespectful.
I'd like to know what you think Alex is trying to say, and also any advice you'd give to Edwin here, who's thinking about proposing. Is the high school graduation this weekend, or when's this happening?
It's this weekend.
Wow, okay, a few days away.
Congratulations, Edwin, but I really think you should hold off on this.
Honestly, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, Edwin, I'm going to do my best to help you the best way I can. 833-JOE-ALEX.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're doing Ask Alex. You can be part of the conversation. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Where else is this at if people want to get involved social media-wise?
Facebook. Just search for Radio Now and Twitter at Joe and Alex Show.
So I was just on the phone with Edwin, and he said he has to go because it's his last week of school.
Okay.
But he's just about to get in school, but he said, I want to hear the answers quick because I'm just getting into school, so... Yeah, and he said, he was very nice, actually.
What do you mean?
He's like, hey, is this pork chop? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, I'm graduating this weekend. Like, are you doing anything? And I was like, I mean, I got a new job, but I don't know, nice guy.
He was trying to hang out with you?
Yeah.
He's a kid. I wouldn't hang out with him.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm 30.
I'm just saying, is anyone picking up what I'm putting down?
He's just a nice guy.
Hey, Gerald's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on? What did you want to say, Gerald?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, so listen, I completely know, what pretty much he means, because I had so many girls that I loved in high school that were my best friends, too. But that was a few years, and, he may realize that he's not ready for marriage. People do change, and he may want different things. And I don't know, I just think that it sounds a little weird, and just like everything about him so far, nothing personal, but... I mean, I do know what you mean, Alex, by the way, and thank you for being...
What does she mean?
I mean, I don't know if I should say it. I mean, I understand what she's saying. I mean, the guy obviously doesn't seem interested in women. I mean, I've had a lot, like I said, I had a lot of girlfriends growing up.
He's been with his girlfriend for 4 years, though. Did you miss that part, Gerald? 4 years, yeah, 14 to 18.
Yeah, but you know what? There's something weird. There's just something not there. I mean, he says that she's his best friend and, that they've been together all this time. But then again, they were 14. Maybe he, grew up thinking that he had to be with her, or maybe it, started off like something like a childhood girlfriend, you know?
Right. And as but this they sounds got older, to me like everything Alex would want. Like, I want him to be my best friend. I want to be just do everything with them. Like, that sounds exactly what you'd look for in a relationship.
Yeah, I want a best friend that I'm trying to bone. I don't know that he's trying to bone.
No, he can have her as a best friend. They can still paint their nails, but they don't have to get married.
I don't understand why you guys think that he doesn't want to be, or that he hasn't boned his girlfriend, or whatever you're saying. I don't want to talk about high schoolers boning. I feel like that's weird.
I mean, you can tell a lot by somebody in the way that they are, and you know, in the way that they
talk.
Know.
Okay, well, that was Gerald. Hey, man, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's go to Aaliyah. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Aaliyah?
Hi, what's up?
What do you think's going on here?
As far as what Alex was saying, like, I feel like she's saying he's not straight all the way. But me personally, I think that you need to wait at least 2 to 3 years till you get to college to really see how your adult life is going to be. Like, I feel like coming straight out of high school, college is what makes or breaks relationships. And the fact that y'all are going to two different colleges, it's going to be hard. So, I mean, of course, you have those rare occasions where, you know, your high school sweethearts and everything works out and it's beautiful. But majority of the time, it doesn't work. So you need to wait 2 to 3 years just to see how y'all's relationship is still doing. And then if you still feel the same way, then, yeah, go ahead. You're close to graduating. But if not, like, you need to make sure you're making the right choice. Marriage is kind of a big deal.
I agree with you. I think that's great advice.
Hey, Aaliyah, thank you. Let's go to Josh, who's on the Joe and Alex Show. Josh, what did you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to say that my wife and I have actually been together since we were 14. And we met, and I proposed to her when we were 18, and we're still married with 2 kids at 26.
No way. And
so you sound like Edwin, who we just talked to, had to go into school.
Yeah, it was, you know, one of those things. She was my best friend. I met her just moving up here from Arkansas, and we fell head over heels together, and things have been beautiful ever since. So
Josh,
I feel the kids should go for it.
When Edwin checks out the podcast later because he's in school, would you say, hey, man, go for it. Go for it at your high school graduation. That'd be a great time to propose.
Oh, 100%, because there's never a right time to get married, in my opinion. You just got to take that plunge.
All right.
Wow.
Josh, man, we appreciate that, and congratulations on your love.
All right, thank you.
Love's a good thing.
I feel like that's awesome. His story's great. I just feel like maybe he was like one in a million.
No, I think there's some love out there. I mean, I think in real reality, though, like the situation that we just had with him compared to what's going on with Edwin, they're going to different colleges. Even if you love each other to death, when you separate from somebody,
that is not the biggest issue facing Edwin. Let me tell you right now, not the biggest issue.
I still don't understand what you're saying. Brandy's on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Brandy?
Hey, I think what Alex is saying is that this boy may be going away to school and maybe finding a boyfriend instead of a girlfriend.
Thank you. Yes.
Now, why are we saying that, though?
I mean, I think Alex's radar is just going off.
Yep.
What radar do you have? What are you equipped with?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Let me stop this right now.
By the way, Porkchop probably has the best radar in the country.
Does he?
Yeah. It just
is
so
it broken?
Happens.
Recalibrating it, maybe.
It just so happens that I like to like guys.
Uh huh.
So if I was to call in, would you say the same thing about me?
I definitely get some kind of floral vibe from you.
Really? Okay.
There's your vibe.
No, this is fantastic. Let's rate me on a scale of 1 to 10.
You're not bad. Right. I mean, guys, here's what I got. Here's what I call it. I call it a San Francisco accent. That's what I've always called it.
He just Pork had a very effeminate tone, that's all.
Yeah, so where's mine?
So
I
Edwin,
the floral that you said.
And floral. Edwin has a very high hardcore San Francisco accent. I feel like Porkchop does not really have a San Francisco accent, but there's just a flair a little bit. There's just a tiny flair. It takes a little bit to pick up on, but after listening to him like every single day, then I think you are more familiar with it. Now, Porkchop's boyfriend definitely
straight
has
up,
a San Francisco
straight
accent.
Up, straight up, an angry San Francisco.
Doesn't jump right out with Porkchop, but after a little while, you can pick up on it.
Yes, see?
Porkchop's got more of like a sad Eeyore kind of
he
accent.
He does.
Like
aww,
a, yeah.
Well, Porkchop.
What are we going to do here?
Okay. I also think it's an obvious like sign, red flag, whatever you want to call it, that Edwin was on the phone with Porkchop and was all, what are you doing? You know, real recognize real, you feel?
All right, well, that was very interesting to say the least. Hey, thank you for calling in, Brandy. If you couldn't get through, take it to Facebook to search for Radio Now, whether it's Radio Now Houston or Radio Now Indy. Give it a like. You can do that. And, of course, Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Ariana Grande, well, She found out something. Not good. She's allergic to tomatoes. Tomatoes, yeah. She was supposed to do a couple of shows, one of them, I believe, in Tampa, Florida this past day or day or so ago, and she had to cancel, and now we know why. It's because she had an allergic reaction after she had some tomatoes.
That is so random.
Now, thank God, as far as I know, I'm knocking on wood right here, I don't have any allergies. I don't think I've ever had an allergic reaction to anything, but from what I've heard, depending on the severity of something and the food you're eating and what your reaction to it is, like sometimes you eat something and your throat can start to close up and you can't breathe. I mean, that'd be the scariest thing in the world.
Yeah, there are people that have severe allergies like that.
I want to know, 833-JOE-ALEX, what, like, are you allergic to, and like, how'd you find out? What was it like? Were you eating a piece of chicken? Then you started, like, have your throat close up. I know a guy that's allergic to chicken. Like, that sucks. No Chick-fil-A for you.
Listen to what Lauren sent us on Facebook. She says, I am allergic to guys, I'll say, swimmers. And so, you know what I'm saying? So after she found out that she was allergic to guys swimmers, her and her husband had to give up trying to have a baby. So they ended up adopting.
Wow.
I know.
That's I don't even know how that's possible, but that's insane. Liv the Web Girl, you were telling us a story, too, when I brought this up, about one of your good friends who, what, found out this past week she has an allergic reaction to something?
Yeah, this past weekend, she landed in Washington, D.C., went out to lunch. She got some fish tacos, and then about 30 minutes like after they left, she started to get a full body rash from head to toe, breaking out in hives. Her body was so hot, like it felt like it was on fire. So they went to like a minute clinic, and they said she was having a severe allergic reaction, had to give her an EpiPen.
Holy smokes.
Shoot her up.
Legally, when they give you an EpiPen, they have to take you in an ambulance to the hospital, and they had to monitor for six more hours had to give her steroids. And so she has never in her life been allergic to something, and now she thinks she's allergic to cod.
That is weird. Can they just show up out of nowhere like that?
Yeah,
that's what I was wondering, because I know as a kid, like, hey, my young could have a peanut allergy, but how old is she?
She's 25.
Wow.
So you can develop an allergy later in life. So she's had cod before. She's had fish tacos before. Everything she's eaten, she's had before. But cod is the thing that she has least frequently.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what she narrowed it down to.
Alex, what if, God, I don't want this to happen to you, but what if you had like a chicken nugget allergy?
Stop. Don't say that. You shut your mouth when you're talking
like,
to me.
Like, what if that happened to you today? You're like, chicken nugget sounds so...
I don't think I can move on.
No, that would be, I just couldn't even imagine. Let's go to Nikki. Hey, Nikki, you're on the Joe and Alex show. I see on my screen you're allergic to nuts.
Yeah, I have like a sensitivity to them, especially to like, you know, walnuts and pecans. And so if I have anything that has it in it or just eat it raw, my throat starts to itch. So I walk around sounding like a pig for like 20 minutes scratching my throat.
Oh my
God. Everybody at work can tell when I've had nuts and, you know, they constantly get on me about it.
So even though you're not supposed to have nuts, you still eat nuts?
I like them.
Oh, my
They're
gosh.
Good.
Well, see, so I think there's...
That's insane, Nikki. What if it kills you?
It's not. It's a sensitivity.
So is it like an intolerance or an allergy? Because those are two very, very different things.
Right. It's somewhat like an intolerance. Like,
okay.
I mean, like, even like with like bananas, my throat starts to itch a little bit. It never swells, but it starts to itch. So I walk around like...
Yeah.
That's a pretty good pig impression right there, Nikki. Hey,
that
thank
is.
You for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 833-JOE-ALEX. Want to know about what your allergic thing is. I hate to bring back a bad memory if it scared the crap out of you, but it's so interesting to hear these stories where people had no signs, no symptoms, and they found out, like, I almost died.
Constance tweeted us at Joe and Alex show, said she's allergic to glitter. And that is in not just glitter, like craft glitter, I guess, like any type of glitter that could be in makeup products, anything. She can't use it.
That is awful.
Wow. Okay. Do not go to a Kesha concert if she comes back to town. I'm sorry. Now that chick makes it rain glitter. Jen, thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's your kind of allergy?
Hi. I am that typical person who's allergic to all nuts, tree nuts, and I'm allergic to coconut. And I have an EpiPen for it.
Have you ever just go like, EpiPen me, psh, and just shoot yourself up?
Ooh.
Well, I went into anaphylactic shock this last November, and so that is what caused me to go get the EpiPen. I did not have it at the moment.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So I had to suffer through it.
And so once you use that, like, is it done? You throw it away, or do you get to keep using it?
So you can use an EpiPen a couple of times, like two or three.
I came with a pack of 2 EpiPens, so if I use one, I don't have to go to the emergency room. It should cause everything to go down. But if you use the second EpiPen or an EpiPen a second time, that's when you need to go to the emergency room.
Wow.
Well, I'm so glad you're okay. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting on our social media?
Jackie said all of her allergies and intolerances developed in her 20s, and she's had to give up so much food.
I wonder what that is. Maybe I'm just so dumb to this, I don't understand. But I thought if you were born with the allergy, it's what you had, not like that it comes on later in life.
Oh my gosh. Tom says he's allergic to electrosensitivity, which means he's allergic to electricity.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on.
Mean?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. Stop everything. Sam, I can't believe you're alive. What are you allergic to?
Yeah. Alcohol.
No.
Oh, yes.
All kinds? Liquor, wine, beer?
I can't pinpoint the exact, and I don't drink beer, so I drink all the margaritas and daiquiris and amarettos, but yeah, my face is blood red. It'll literally be on fire so bad that I have to get a wet rag. I break out in hives.
Oh, my gosh.
So do you just do Shirley Temples all the time or what?
I usually just don't drink.
Yeah.
I try. I want to drink and I'll chance it. But then, you know, I can tell just 2 drinks in, I can tell I'm already going to, you know,
have a problem.
Blood red and have a problem.
Bless
so.
Your heart.
Oh, my God. That would ruin my life. Melissa, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What does your son have allergic reaction to, or at least he did?
To ranch dressing.
Oh, ranch dressing. That's very specific. Any other condiments or just ranch?
Just ranch for some reason. It seems to be the buttermilk ranch, but like now he's fine. He can have it. He'll eat it all over his pizza. We only figured it out. We were out eating. We were living in California. We went to one of our little pizza spots we go to, and he started eating ranch, and all of a sudden his face was getting red, and like it was just weird, but I keep Benadryl with me because I have kids, so
wow.
I gave him some and he was fine, but now he eats ranch like it never happened.
Well, you know what? Now that you say this, I think I might have an allergic reaction to ranch, too, which is why I never can eat salad, and it's always chicken nuggets.
Hey, Shannon, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We'll wrap things up with you. What's the allergic reaction to?
I have a lot of, like, new ones, but my worst one is probably celery, and it's in, like, Chick-fil-A nuggets, so no Chick-fil-A for me.
You can't have Chick-fil-A nugs?
Play the angels.
No. Oh, hold on a second. We have to take this moment in with you right now because this is really, really sad.
Yeah, it's the rough one, especially when I know what they taste like.
No Chick-fil-A. This is the worst.
Alex, what if it comes up one day, all you can have is vegetables and that's it? How would you feel if your significant other did a job interview? They took a job interview without telling you, oh, by the way, that job is like in another town. Like, how would you feel about that? 833-JOE-ALEX, Live the Web Girl. What's this question? Is this going on with you and your boyfriend?
No, this is one of my best friends. So my best friend lives in Kentucky, and she lives with her boyfriend, and they've been living with each other since February. And she just found out like 2 days ago that he took an interview in Dallas, Texas.
That's across the country.
Yeah. For a new job without telling her.
That's pretty far.
And they have their lease for a year. And he basically said, well, it's not like I would like make you pay for the whole place. I would still pay my rent if I end up moving and getting this job. And she's just like, what?
I would be furious.
He didn't even ask her about it. He didn't even tell her that he was like wanting to move or anything like that.
Sorry, and maybe I was trying to pay attention. How long have they been a couple?
So, I mean, they've been, I mean, on and off for 2.5 years or something, but I guess he'd been dating now for like a year.
Okay, that's still a long time. So
yeah.
It's not like, hey, we've been like dating a month. By the way, I have a job opportunity. They're living together,
yes.
Sharing rent.
Yes.
I would be pissed.
The fact that he is not he didn't discuss this with her before accepting the job, I think that says
a
lot.
Well, so he hasn't accepted the job. He just took an interview.
Okay. Well, yeah. I feel like if he really saw her as a part of his future, he would have been discussing this with her and being like, hey, so here's what's going on. What do you think?
Right. And so he has a friend in another part of the country that was like, hey, if you're looking for a job,
we have a, like another department in Dallas, Texas. I can refer you. And he was like, yeah, please do that. So he referred him. He applied and now he got the interview. So he got the referral and applied without even telling her.
I feel like that's not good for their relationship. That not the fact that he's like trying to pursue his dreams and career, but that he never even talked to her about it. And not saying it's like, hey, do I have permission for this? But just to have an open, honest dialogue like, hey, I'm thinking about applying for this. So here's the reasons why. What do you think? You still do your own thing, but just like, yeah, I'm flying out today.
Secret secrets are no fun. Secret secrets
kill
hurt
everyone.
Someone.
Oh, hurt. Sorry,
yeah.
My bad.
And so she is getting her master's right now in nursing, and she still has, I think, 8 months left of school. And
not that
so
much.
She was like, I mean, I don't even understand why you wouldn't just wait. You know, like, I don't understand why you're so eager to do this. And it's basically the same job that he had before. So the only reason why he is moving is to be in a new city.
That's okay. Probably more money, right? I mean, it's a bigger city. Dallas is a huge city.
Yeah, I'm sure. But he's not hurting for money at all. What he's making, like what he was making at his old job, it was a lot. It's not like he's hurting for money in any sort of way.
833-JOE-ALEX, how would you feel your significant other just says, oh, hey, I'm going to take this other job?
He's trying to escape.
You think he's trying to end the relationship?
Yes.
But he hasn't said anything about ending the relationship. He doesn't want to.
Yeah, because he's a coward. He's like, instead of telling you to your face, I want to end the relationship, I'm moving away. So that's it.
So my boyfriend, Chase, just did this to me the other day. Over the summer, like before I lived here, he had a job working on the pipeline. And
what's that?
It's like, you know how there's like pipelines underneath the ground all throughout the country carrying oil and stuff, whatnot, and gas. Well, he like surveyed pipelines, and this job, you have to go away. Like, you're gone for 3 weeks, home for a week. Gone for 3 weeks, home for a week. And so he just told me 3 days ago, he's like, oh, hey, by the way, I think I'm going to go back into the pipeline industry. And
that sucks.
And he's like, I have a job interview today.
No way. So are you very upset?
Yeah, I mean it's whatever. It's good money, so I guess it stinks.
But you guys have been together for 7 years, and just to up and leave, like say, oh, hey, I'm leaving.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do that. I mean, it's what you got to do to survive, man. You know, we're not like making a ton of money.
Do people do that, though? That's what I'm wondering. Like with like Liz's friend and like with your boyfriend now, 833-JOE-ALEX, because like I've been with my wife for 7 years, and she's like, hey, I'm going to take this job. I'm like, what?
Here's
excuse me?
One thing. I kind of get Porkchop's situation like with his boyfriend Chase a little bit because one, it's not like he's moving away forever. He's just, his work is going to have him traveling 3 weeks out of the month. That is different, I think. Also, they're doing it for their livelihood. You know, we all know Porkchop really struggles with his finances. He has a lot of debt, all that kind of stuff. This guy has zero debt. He is not struggling with his finances. He gets paid just fine where he's at right now.
All right, 833-JOE-ALEX. You've heard all of it. I want to know how you'd react if you were in the same spot and in those person's shoes. Also, Twitter and Instagram, you can let us know, at Joe and Alex Show. We'll talk to you next. Joe and Alex Show, shout out to 5-year-old Luke. He's listening right now. As a matter of fact, I hear it from good authority from Liv the Web Girl that Luke, it's like, yo, Mom! Hey, Ma! 5-year-old Luke says it that way. Can you put the radio on the Joe and Alex Show, Ma?
That's because Luke is smart. A smart cookie.
That kid right there could be the next president. Just throwing it out there. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Joining the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX. We want to know what you think about the situation. Liv, recap it real quick. What's going on with your good friend and I guess her boyfriend for now, maybe not for long. What's going on?
So my friend Lizzie lives with her boyfriend, Luke. They've been dating for a year, and he just sprung up on her that he accepted a job interview in Dallas and that he's going to it.
Okay, that's interesting. They share a place together and all that. Rachel's on the Joe and Alex Show. We'll kick it off with you. What do you want to say, Rachel?
I definitely want to say that she should not be with this guy. If he's just going to go and take a job interview for a job he's already kind of had and he was making like good money at, like, you don't just up and leave people. And just to say, you know, I'm leaving you with half the bill while I'll also help you. Like, you should not be with that type of guy. Like, so she's better off without him.
All right. Hey, Rachel, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's see here. We also got Brian. What's up, Brian? What do you want to say?
Well, I think it's pretty simple. You know, she mentioned that they're on again, off again. This is just the next off, maybe more permanent. But if you had something that was more solid, probably not on again, off again.
All right. Hey, Brian, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Yeah, I don't know how those on-again, off-again relationships work. Like, my wife and I, when we were dating about 5 months in, took like a week or so break. Other than that, like, we've been together. But I don't know. When you go on-again, off-again, it's like, are you just trying to make it work? Brittany's on the Joe and Alex show. What do you feel like this is what's happening here?
Yeah, I just feel like we don't know the whole story. I feel like who doesn't want more money, even if he is making good money? And, like, they may have also already had a conversation early on in the relationship about, like, where do you want to live? Do you care about traveling, or do you always want to stay here? I feel like we don't know these things, and I don't think they're bad things to do.
Liv, have they, or at least do you know Liv, because they're your friends, or she mm-hmm. is, did they have any of those things that Brittany brings up?
Yeah, so they definitely talked about, like, long-term, maybe moving somewhere, but she has said that I'm not going to move anywhere until I finish my master's, and she is a nurse, so she literally, because of her job, can move anywhere in the country and get a job. So she has said that to him. I'll move anywhere in the country. I don't really care. You just have to wait until I get my master's. And he's been like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, he's for sure, but he's bailing. He doesn't want to have the hard conversations.
But now that
he's
doing this. Now that I hear that, Alex, I don't think he is bailing because what do you say left? It's about, what, 8 more months, Liv, like that she has left? I mean, like, it's wrapping up. It's not like she has years and years to go. I mean, what if he waits, like we're all saying, like you guys are saying he should do, then that opportunity's not there anymore for him? Then what?
I mean, it's a fair point you're bringing up.
All right, Kate, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think about the situation? He's flying to Dallas, going to interview for a job, and he's like, what?
I think the issue is the lack of communication. That's a huge red flag. Regardless of someone's reason for wanting to relocate, to get all the way to the point of having an interview without ever having that discussion, to me, that's just a red flag.
That's what I think, too. I feel like, what else is he hiding? That's my first concern.
Okay, now I don't feel like he's hiding anything else. Hold on. I don't want to make this guy look worse than he is, but you're right, though. I think maybe the relationship is not as strong as everybody thinks it is. Like, something's going on here.
I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years, and I also am a nurse. He's a nurse. I'm all about leaving Indy, and he's not. But every time I consider even looking at jobs, we have that talk. I mean, I would never get to the interview part without having that discussion in depth with him.
When's he going to pop that question, Kate? You sound like a catch.
I think next week.
Ooh! Next week?
Wait a minute. Okay.
I'll let you guys know.
Why are you thinking this?
We're going to Alaska. And I wanted to wait until I got my master's, and I just finished and got a job.
Kate,
so. You
got to promise. Please promise you'll call back and let us know if it happens.
Will, for sure.
All right, cool. Let me know if you can see Russia from there, too. That'd be awesome. Hey, Kate, you have yourself a wonderful day. How cool would that be if Kate talks to us next week and she's engaged?
Woo-hoo!
And we get to go to our wedding, and we get to be in the bridal party.
Okay. I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
I'll DJ the wedding.
Okay, and we just lost Kate.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
On a British radio show this week, the host played a clip of Miley Cyrus asking the Jonas Brothers a question.
My question for the Jonas Brothers is, did it feel so good taking off your purity ring? And did it feel so good taking off your purity ring? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson were seen carrying a leather sex bench into their West Hollywood home on Tuesday. The supermodel and her actress girlfriend were photographed carrying a $600 swing bench thing with adjustable restraints typically used in BDSM practices. It's unclear where Cara and Ashley picked up the item. The giggling girlfriends couldn't keep the smiles off their faces as they carried the erotic item into their house. It features leather pads for the torso, arms, legs, and head for optimal comfort during the do. The bench is designed for a person.
Okay, you're giggling.
It's just so.
I'm
trying to
doing it.
Re-say what is written here in front of me so that it's appropriate. The bench is designed for a person to lay on all fours, and there's restraints. It can hold up to 400 pounds of weight.
Oh, hell yeah. We're going to be swinging tonight.
So, there
like
you
a
go.
Chandelier.
Disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong talked about his win-at-all-costs mentality.
So you were driven to this place by win-at-all-costs.
Yeah.
You ever afraid that guy's going to come back?
Yeah, 100%. That would not be good.
How do you fight that guy from coming back?
Well, I think I took the first step by telling you that I'm afraid he might come back. If I told you no way, then I think that's a problem.
Jennifer Lopez talked about her 11-year-old daughter, Emmy, and if she's a singer or not.
I say she's got her daddy's voice. I mean, Emmy always could sing. I remember when she was in the crib, when she was a baby, she used to be humming, like really humming to herself and singing. And Mark would say, she's singing. And he was right.
Okay, at first I'm like, wait a minute. Is that an insult? Like, I think of Alex Rodriguez, but Alex Rodriguez is not the dad.
No, Mark Anthony
is a singer.
Her 11-year-old daughter's dad. And Harry Styles will be in a genderless Gucci fragrance campaign. The fragrance will be released in August. Gucci says the fragrance is not only genderless, but is an inclusive scent and ageless.
Mmm, you smell so good.
The smell of the times. Coming up in less than an hour, this actress secretly taped her own auditions to see what casting directors would say about her.
For more garbage, go to joanalexshow.com.
I think if you've ever been in the process of being married, you've run into this problem. Do we invite this person to the wedding or absolutely not? Now, I bring that up because I remember wanting to invite, like, my third grade friend who I no longer talk to, Shane. What's up, Shane? My wife's like, when's the last time you seen Shane? I'm like, third grade. She's like, well, no, then you're not inviting his ass to the wedding.
Shane.
Nothing wrong with Shane, just he got homeschooled. I never seen him since. I think he's alive. I don't know. Shout out to Shane if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show. But Alex, you actually have a friend, Caroline. I believe she's on the show this morning, and she's kind of got a question. Caroline, am I right? You have a wedding invite question.
Yeah, I have a really confusing situation.
Ooh, we like confusing. That's the show. So what's your problem?
So to keep it super short, my fiancé's brother's girlfriend and my fiancé have hooked up before.
Ooh.
I know. And she's not very nice to me. She just kind of does things like snake her way and create problems. She likes to bring up their past. And then at Christmas, she shook her rear end in front of my fiancé's face, and my fiancé says she cannot come to the wedding. He's done.
But he said that, really?
Did she slap her butt like, I bet you want some more of this. I bet you want some more of this. You can't have none. You can't have none.
Yeah, he's like, I'm done. He's like, I put up with this long enough. It's not going to happen. But I think that's just going to cause more harm than good with family drama.
Yeah, because your brother is still dating her.
Yes, so they've been dating longer than my fiance and I have been dating.
Whoa!
Okay, that's at least good that just keep in mind, they did hook up. But that was back in the day, so it's been a while. That's kind of had time to, you know, heal up, it sounds like, but...
Except she's still acting on it. She still flirts with your fiance, Caroline?
Yeah, and she always, like, we were playing Cards Against Humanity, and there's obviously inappropriate jokes, and every time she would say something, she'd look right at him and give him eyes and stare at his mouth, which is uncomfortable because I'm like, right here.
So does your brother say anything about this since it's his girlfriend doing this?
So it's actually my fiance's brother.
Oh, okay.
So that's a weird situation, but no, we've kind of brought it up to him, but they don't think it's that weird. Whereas we do, because they're triplets. So,
oh my gosh, this whole thing.
He knows that they're related because they look very similar.
Maybe you just call off the wedding.
I was going to say, how does she even know she hooked up with your fiance? If they're triplets, she could have been thinking it was her boyfriend, right?
Well, there's a lot of glaring differences between the two.
Okay.
But
well, yeah. So what should Caroline do? Should she, because this girl is dating her fiance's brother, should they feel obligated that they just have to suck it up and invite her to their wedding? Or because of her always flirting with her fiance, they've hooked up before, that's all this stuff, does she have a justification not to invite her? 833-JOE-ALEX.
I can see why not inviting her would make sense, but that would be so weird. Like, it just,
right.
I feel like that the holidays is going to be like, oh, how was the wedding we weren't invited to?
Yeah, that would be so uncomfortable.
Oh my God.
Well, it makes it even more uncomfortable because the wedding is 4 days before Christmas. So.
Oh, no. Are you guys not going to go on a honeymoon right after? Like, are you going to do holiday with the fam?
We are. We're Southerners, so we want to party it up with our family.
Holy smokes.
All right. I want to see if anybody's got some advice. Maybe they've been in a similar situation on what to do here for Caroline. If you can hang on. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I got to be honest. I love how juicy this is.
I told ya.
This is good stuff. All right, we'll talk to you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This is kind of confusing. I know it's Alex's friend, Caroline, who's still on the phone. But what exactly is going on, Alex, with your friend and the guy and the wedding and inviting the girl or not?
So Caroline is engaged. Her and her fiance are trying to plan their wedding, figure out the invite situation. And when it came down to his brother's girlfriend, they're having doubts on if they should invite her or not because her fiance and his brother's girlfriend have hooked up before. And all these years later, she still is very flirty with him and stuff. And it's very uncomfortable.
Like she'll like check out my butt.
Yeah.
You like that?
She was shaking his butt in his face, I guess, not too long ago.
Well, there you go. Are we missing anything here, Caroline?
I mean, well, and it also doesn't help that we've talked to them about this before and been like, hey, I'm kind of uncomfortable and this is weird and nothing's changed.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's see what you think. And people you are going to talk to you too, so feel free to interact with them. Alyssa, we'll kick it off with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to keep this as short and sweet as possible, but I was in a similar situation. I've been married for 7 years now, but I actually, the first time I ever met my husband was with his best friend bringing him to college, and we kind of made out and had some stuff going on, and he's my husband's best friend, and obviously was part of the wedding as one of the ushers.
Ooh.
It was kind of weird because a few months before, maybe like 6 to 8 months before, his friend got really drunk, was in kind of a weird place, and was like, hey, I should have chosen you. It got real weird.
Ooh, but, that is weird.
You know, and one thing I was telling Porkchop was, you know, just to keep the drama low, it's going to be really hard not to invite your brother's girlfriend. Because normally people that are in the wedding, I'm assuming his brother will be in the wedding, you know, and you usually get a plus one date. And so I think having been married myself too, that night is such a whirlwind. You're so busy, you're dancing, you're eating, the garter toss, it's going to be a whirlwind, and I don't even think you guys will have time to even pay attention to the fact that she's there. So just maybe for the sake of his brother, just invite her, keep the drama low, and just enjoy the night. It's about you two, and it's not even probably worth focusing this much on, because like I said, that night is so fast. There's going to be a lot going on, and I guarantee she won't even be in the spotlight.
Alyssa, those are some really good points. Now, with your husband and then his friend, like when you did hook up a little bit, who was better?
My husband, for sure.
Okay.
I made the right choice.
Okay, there you go. I'm very happy to hear that. Hey, thank you for sharing.
That's an interesting perspective, I think, Caroline.
I agree, especially because that's what we've been told. But she's the girl
just the worst.
One of those people who like insane. Herself.
Kelly, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just want to say real quick that I think that girl is doing it on purpose just to make Carolyn upset. And if she doesn't invite her to the wedding, then I think it'll show that that girl will see that she's upset her enough and she'll win.
What if she gets drunk and crashes the wedding?
Yeah. So, I mean, you don't want her, you don't want that trampy girl to, you know, feel like
she's not a tramp. We can't be calling the guy's girl a tramp now.
I don't know. She sounds like one to me.
Okay. All right. Let's be ladies here. Megan, we'll wrap it up with you. You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say I wasn't made a bridesmaid to my own sister's wedding, and that caused a lot of drama in our family.
Savage.
So I feel like not inviting your brother's, like, or your fiance's brother's girlfriend would cause probably even more drama than that did. And as what everyone said before, it's your day. You don't want to have to focus on that. You don't want to have to deal with that. I have to sit at my own sister's wedding, you know, in the pew instead of up next to her from when she's been in my life forever. So, you know, just don't deal with the drama. Let it go, you know. Maybe even talk to your fiance's brother and say, hey, if she causes anything, she's out. And, you know, try to find a way that she knows that she can't start stuff.
Megan, did you hook up with the groom too?
No, I did not.
Why were you not in the wedding? What'd you do?
I did nothing. She decided to have her 5 closest friends from college instead of her sister.
Aww.
I hope they get divorced. I hope that doesn't last, Megan.
All right, thank you.
Caroline, here's the solution. Don't invite your fiance's brother's girlfriend. Invite me. I will hit on your fiance's brother, and him and I can get together, and then you and I will have a blast.
That would be the best ever.
But what if Alex has like one or too many sweet drinks, starts hitting on your man at
I
the wedding?
I would never.
Forget Caroline. You need to
somehow
get with this.
That'd be funny.
Yes. Well, hey, congratulations. And if there's any updates or changes before, you know, the Christmas season, December-ish, let us know. We'd love to hear how that goes.
Yeah, I want to know what you end up deciding to do.
I certainly will. Bye,
all right.
Guys.
Bye. All right,
bye. Do you know what kind of food she's serving there?
You know what? I did not ask that, Joe, and that is such a good question. I should have asked that before Caroline, inviting
still there?
Myself.
Yes.
What food's at the wedding?
What food?
Yeah, what are we going to be eating? Because we're all invited.
New York strip steak,
yeah!
Roasted turkey, and something else. It's really fancy.
Okay, yes.
This is the best thing ever. Congratulations. We're definitely going to be going there. I love that. All right, put me and Alex down. We'll be plus ones for each other. Pork Chop's about to start a new job where he's got to know, like, everything in the restaurant. We're going to give him a little quiz on wine. But first, let's do the dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Today's dummy of the day is a woman we're going to call Valerie. And, of course, we got to go to Florida where a lot of our dummies of the days take place. Her stepson got home a half an hour after curfew on a Sunday night. What are you thinking there, kid? You got to be home. So she grabbed her belt and decided to give him a spanking. But here's the thing. I guess I didn't realize this at first. Her stepson, guys, is 26 years old.
Oh, my gosh. That is not what I was expecting at all.
Yeah, she whipped him 11 times across his butt. Just take that. You better come home on time. How dare you disrespect me? He told her, stop, stop, stop. No, no. She said, you're 30 minutes late, so you're getting 30 lickings.
Okay, he's got to find somewhere else to live.
God,
no.
That just sounds painful. He wound up calling the cops, and Valerie, his stepmom, was arrested for domestic battery.
That is wild. I mean, I've heard of spare the rod, spoil the child, but I haven't heard of spare the rod, spoil the grown-ass man.
Check out the dummy of the day at joeandalexshow.com.
All right, so Pork Chop, he is our producer here on the Joe and Alex Show, and he's a man of many things. When he's not doing stuff for the show, you can find him around town in an Uber or a Lyft trying to make that side money. And we're like, you know what, bro? Why don't you quit beating up your car because it's got like 300,000 miles on it? And, you know, why don't you get a job that'll pay you more money and do something you've already done in the past, and that's work in a restaurant? And we can't say where because he's afraid we'll get him fired. But Pork Chop is going to be working at a fancy restaurant.
Fancy.
And, very fancy. We smell all of our food before we serve it to you. And Pork Chop has to memorize stuff like food, salad, steaks, all that good stuff, potatoes. And one thing he's been talking about a lot lately is his wine. Now, I think it's time that we kind of help you out and give you a little wine quiz here on the Joe and Alex Show and see how well you know your wine.
I'm kind of nervous.
In what way?
I've had so much information in training this last week that I don't know. It's just been so much, and I'm doing my best to retain all of it, but trying to learn a lot about wine is hard, especially if I don't know that much about it to begin with.
Aren't you supposed to be some kind of salami?
Sommelier.
Oh.
No, that's really hard. There's, like, different levels. Even being a level one som is hard, but I should have some knowledge.
Number one, level one salami.
All right, live the web girl with the questions this morning for producer Pork Chop.
Yes.
Let's do the wine quiz.
All right, give me one second. I have to pull it up. I closed out of it. I thought we weren't doing it. Okay, I'll ask first question. Is Chardonnay a white or a red wine?
I'm so glad the first question's easy. That's a white wine.
Okay. Wow.
Wow, this guy,
so
he's
far,
on fire.
1 point for salami.
Is Pinot Noir white or red?
It's a dark purple.
Ooh, dark
okay, so
purple.
White or red?
Red.
Okay.
Can I have some of your purple wine?
What pairs? What wine pairs well with salmon?
I would say a white wine. Pastas.
No,
and
we're not. I'm not red or white. I'm saying like what kind of wine.
Oh, let me think. Hold on. Salmon's got a very fishy taste, so you don't want something strong. You want something.
Salmon has a fishy taste.
He's very good.
Whoa!
He's very
don't
good
say.
With the fish.
You want something, I think maybe lighter and buttery, so maybe like a Pinot Grigio.
That is actually
there
correct.
You go.
Wow, 3 for 3 on
all
the
right.
Impossible wine quiz.
White wine for fish.
What makes champagne a true champagne?
It comes from Champagne, Italy.
That's correct.
Oh, no.
I think it's Champaign, France, though.
I thought it was Champaign, yeah, Illinois.
Let me get it right.
I think it's Champaign, France.
Champagne.
Okay. Champagne for the salami.
Dude, he's so good for this job because he is so extra.
He's going to be the number one what, Liv?
The salmonier.
No, hey. The number one salami, guys.
Salami,
hey,
I'm sorry.
Where's the beef?
Okay, what wine pairs well with steak?
It depends what steak. The obvious answer here is a red wine for sure, because we have like over 300.
I know, I'm not asking red or white.
I know, but I said it depends what kind of steak.
Okay, give me one wine that pairs good with.
Let's say filet mignon, wine?
That's very tender and very juicy, so you could have a strong wine with it, like a Cabernet.
There we go.
Okay, Cabernet Sauvignon was the answer. Name a traditionally sweet white wine.
Like the varietal? Like the grape?
Not. Just Riesling. Name a freaking Riesling. White. I mean, why is he making this so much harder than it is?
Yeah. Can you see
like customers like, I don't know, damn it, I just want a wine.
I can answer.
You might want to know the vineyard. I don't know.
No, nobody gives a crap nobody about that.
Nobody asks. That is not true. They give a crap about the vineyard.
No one here cares. They do. Wait, no one here in this room cares about the vineyard. We know you do at work, which we can't even talk about where you work at.
You said give me an easy answer.
I can't believe Outback Steakhouse is this picky.
Yeah, right.
I cannot believe the Outback Steakhouse with their blooming onion.
You are contradicting yourself right
now. Wait, I have one because I know.
The answer is Moscato.
That works.
Riesling.
Riesling works as well. All right, answer this last one. What is a rosé? What makes a rosé a rosé?
Oh, no. I don't. Rosé. Oh, who's that artist that sings about it all the time? Drake?
What are you talking about?
He's like, you know what goes really well with this meal and music is some Drake. It really accompanies your ear holes since you're filling up your food holes.
You're getting an F in the best salami.
Hey, where's the beef?
I don't know the answer to that.
What, do you want to know the answer?
Yes. Yeah.
It's because they use just a little bit of the skin of the grape to add the color I'm not done, pork chop.
I know.
To add the color to the wine, but not enough to make it a red wine.
Yes, I know what that is, and there's a term for that. I forget what the term is.
The skin of the grape, what the hell? What are you guys saying?
That's true. That's what
Alex
makes like a blush.
Has pork chop.
Maritosh!
Macintosh!
Macintosh? I thought it was an apple.
Salami. Is he now the grand salami?
Hey, where's the beef?
Pork chop! Grand salami!
The proper question, Liv, would have been, what is a maritosh?
Well, I'm not freaking asking
a maritosh
that,
is between a man and a woman.
Yes! It is the Joan Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. So looking forward to seeing everybody out this afternoon. 5 to 7:30, White River State Park. Our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. And everybody else is going to be out there doing Yappy Hour. It's a chance to bring your little four-legged friend. Maybe your dog lost a leg. It could be three-legged. Nothing wrong with that. I've seen that a few times. My mom's friend growing up had a dog, and she called him Pogo. Because, he only had three legs. Got hit by a car. But Pogo, you know what he liked to do? He liked to have fun and lick your face.
Can't bring your boyfriend or girlfriend either, even if they're on all fours and on a leash. Like, that's just awkward for everybody involved, so please refrain from that.
Well, I don't know if that's not allowed. I mean, it's a suggestion. I mean, I'm not going to tell people what they can and can't do. But, plan on coming out there having a good time. Get all the details about Yappy Hour at RadioNowIndy.com. So we got to hurry up. We got about 10 minutes. We're going to go film our Comcast TV show. You can see it Thursday nights, which, wait, that's tonight on Channel 81. And if you want to see old ones, we put the entire episodes up on our Joe and Alex Show YouTube channel. Man, that thing's growing. We're at like 95 subscribers.
Oh, boy. Ooh,
can we hit 100?
Don't say that out loud.
Really? You're at 100 now?
Yes. Over 100 subscribers. Or maybe that's views.
Yeah, it might be views.
Say that out loud. That's embarrassing.
We gotta step our content game up. We got to go viral. I don't know what we have to do, but nudity might be involved.
Oh, I just checked. We are over 100.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we should be way more than that. So come on, guys. Subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show to search for it. Alex, what do you got going on today besides our Comcast show?
We're doing that, and then we're going to that Yappy Hour thing. I mean, that's really my plans.
Wow, what a nice relaxing day that is.
We kind of already discussed that.
All right, well, cool. It sounds like a low-key day. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on?
Right after this, I'm going to my friends for lunch. I am going to work out right after that, and then I'm going to go do that dance lesson.
Ooh, get video. You owe us video.
I know.
You never take video.
I know. It's because I always forget once I'm there. And also, my dance shoes are still coming in.
So what do you do, dance barefoot like a hillbilly?
No, I dance in like flats because it's like ballroom. It's like ballroom dance. I dance in flats.
We don't care what your shoe situation is.
Are going to be coming in any day now.
Just do it. We don't care what you're wearing. We don't care if you have the proper shoes for it. We just want to see what you can do, okay?
Okay.
So make that an alert on your phone when you get there. And Pork Chop, what do you got going on today?
Well, my training at my new job is like 98% complete. The last 2% is I have to serve a manager. And, well, they didn't schedule a time for that yet, so it might be tonight. I'm hoping not tonight. I'd like to have the rest of the day off.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm hoping my bed arrives. The company that was supposed to deliver it yesterday just decided not to call and tell me they weren't coming. So that was cool. Thanks, guys. So hopefully it'll be there today between 1 and 5. And if I'm late to Yappy Hour, Alex, you have to hold it down because I need to get my bed, okay?
Okay.
I got to have that. So we can't do any of that unless we get out of here and say goodbye. So Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, myself, Joe, let's do that. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.